Now the women to watch, Wealth Watch.
Thank you for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD, where we talk about using all the pillars of your wealth, grow, protect, give, and live, to live a great life. It's a little something we call Net Worthwhile. My name is Heather Fortner, and I'm the CEO of Signature FD. Today, I'm with Matt Barber, Signature FD's Director of Signature Entrepreneur. If you're unfamiliar with our client communities, they are our teams that are dedicated to intimately knowing and understanding the wealth management needs of a specific client audience. Signature Entrepreneur is a team that specializes in helping business owners use their wealth to live a great life. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Heather. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming. Tell me a little bit about Signature Entrepreneur.
Sure. You know, there's a saying that comes up a lot when we're talking to prospective clients. You know, your business has a CFO, so why shouldn't you? You know, this is because business owners pour everything they have, their time, money, and resources into building their business, and they often neglect to care for their personal finances. And that's where we come in. We work with business owners to help them with critical items like tax and estate planning, asset protection planning, retirement and cash flow planning. Basically, they focus on growing their business, and we help them do more with their wealth.
Matt, when do you recommend that planning process actually starts for a business owner?
Yeah, great question. You know, I've had a number of prospective clients get introduced to us, you know, months before a potential sale, right? They're you know, negotiating an LOI, and they're like, oh, you know, we haven't done anything. You know, what can we do to save on taxes? And unfortunately, you know, once you're talking to a prospective buyer and you've got a potential LOI, there's not much you can do from a planning standpoint. And so we typically say, you know, 2 to 3 years before there's a potential transaction is the ideal time to start planning, right? Getting your books cleaned up, you know, looking at the ownership of the business, right? You know, most businesses are owned personally when, you know, there's potential advantages to looking at trust planning, and that needs to be done at least a year or two in advance. So it does require some thinking ahead.
So Matt, what if the business isn't thinking even in the realm of thinking about selling? What if they're thinking, you know, I just want to be a legacy business? Are you still able to help business owners?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nuances in the transfer of the business, whether that be a third-party sale, whether that be to other employees, or whether that be to other family members. And so there's different types of planning that goes along with each one. And so typically a third-party sale, you're looking to maximize the value that you're getting for the business, whereas with legacy planning, you could be looking to transfer the business for as little as possible, right? And so depending on the objectives of the owner in that transition, there's a number of different ways that we can help them to achieve their goals.
Matt, usually business owners, their business is a large part of their personal wealth and their personal life. How do you help business owners think through not only the aspects of the business, but through their personal stuff as well, and how those things are intertwined?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the clients that we work with are exactly that. They're focusing on growing their business, you know, a lot of times at the expense of their personal planning, right? They tend to be reactive and deal with personal issues as they come up. And so we try to find ways to be proactive with their personal planning that allows them to enjoy their wealth now and grow it for the future while still maximizing the value of their business. You know, and it's just like their business CFO, right? You know, we're helping them, you know, create the goals around the personal financial plan for them. We're helping them to prioritize that when they have time, right? And we're holding them accountable. You know, a lot of times just the accountability piece is extremely important, because you know, if you don't have somebody there that's partnering with you to help you get there, then a lot of times you get busy and you forget about it, and it kind of just, you know, doesn't happen.
I know for me personally, having that trusted accountability partner that, when my world is going crazy and, you know, all these competing demands, having that partner that I know has got my back and is in my best interest, thinking about how to proactively help me achieve the things that matter most to me and keeping me focused on those things, you know, there's almost, it's hard to put a price tag on that. That is incredibly valuable to have. Talk to me a little bit about some of the unique tools that Signature FD has, the entrepreneur community has available to them when they partner with Signature Entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we do have a ton of tools available to clients and prospective clients on our website. We've got a business valuation tool that has been extremely helpful in, you know, a lot of times clients come to us and they really have no idea what their business is worth, mm-hmm. right? And so the first step is, well, you know, let's look at those finances. Let's put the business information through our valuation tool and let's come up with a ballpark figure of what we think that business can be worth. And that allows us to start to have a conversation around planning for the business, right? You know, should we look at, you know, based on that valuation, should we look at trust planning because mm-hmm. it's potentially at a low valuation currently and there's plans for rapid growth in the future, right? You mentioned before legacy planning. Is there the ability to transfer at that low valuation to heirs? You know, this is something that we did a lot back in 2020 when the pandemic first started, right? We worked with a lot of successful clients. Their business had taken a temporary hit in mm-hmm. revenues and profits. We were able to get valuations done, take advantage of those low valuations at that point in time to transfer those assets off the personal balance sheet, which was extremely impactful for those clients. We've had, you know, two or three of those clients since sell for five or six times the valuation that, we transferred that business for in 2020.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing all of that. What are some other tools? Do we have, talk about some of the trusted partners that we have that we're able to leverage for our entrepreneur and business clients as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we're not doing this alone, right? We are, you know, one member of a team of advisors for clients. And that team typically consists of, you know, the business attorney, the estate attorney. Sometimes those are the same people, sometimes they aren't, as well as the accountant. And so it's the team of those individuals that help, you know, move these, you know, transitions into place for clients. And so it's extremely important that a client's got a good team around them, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, the CPA has got to file the return. The accountants are putting the estate structure and potentially trust structures in place. There's a lot of coordination that goes along with this planning that most of the time the business owner doesn't have time for. And so most of the time we're actually leading those conversations and, you know, working with those individuals to make sure that everything gets done in a timely manner.
Matt, it is clear to me just in this short conversation that what you are doing and what the Signature Entrepreneur team is doing for our entrepreneurial clients is incredibly important and valuable over the long term, and that we really want to lean into helping people to live their best life today and not wait until later. So thank you again for tuning into Wealth Watch with Signature FD. If you'd like to learn more about how we can help you achieve your net worthwhile, please visit us at www.signaturefd.com. I'm Heather Fortner, and thank you for listening.